When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today with Coffee Time family, Matt Jacobson from Fremont County School District Number 1, here to talk about the brand new Family Resource Center. He's kind of mentioned in the past when he's been on here about how this has been an ongoing effort, but they're having a big soft opening this week. It starts today, Monday, January 22nd, and it's going to be going on through the rest of the week through Thursday, 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning, 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoons. We'll talk a little bit more about the hours and specifics with Matt. Just excited to hear that the center is now finally open, and more announcements coming along the way too with that. But before we get into all of it, Matt, how are we doing this morning?
We are doing fantastic. It's beautiful. I like to have little warm spell in January. It's nice, huh?
I know. When I saw that that this weekend was kind of the last of it, but last for a few days.
Yeah.
Just that little bit of respite here. Some blue skies were out there today, and just another way to celebrate the heat wave we have going on right now. Families can now go check out the Resource Center.
Yeah, well, we finally got this thing open. Sorry it took so long, but and it's limited hours. But one point I want to make sure that everybody knows is I've left my contact information on those flyers.
Okay.
And then when you walk up to the Resource Center, actually I have my cell phone on there. People can call and make an appointment.
Perfect.
And so those hours are kind of designed around Head Start, because Head Start is in the same part of the building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so those are their drop-off hours in the morning, start at 8:30. So we kind of have the doors open a little bit then. They start to close around 8:30, so you can just call my cell phone and I'll let you in if the door's not open. And then again at 3:30 in the afternoon is when folks are picking up their kids. So,
and before I kind of jumped ahead of myself here too a little bit, where is the center located?
Okay, yeah. So it's in our old North Elementary building. And it's on the north end of that building. So the easiest access and the door we're using is on the northwest corner of the building. So that would be if you came east on Jefferson, past the middle school a little bit, the old north building, and it's the bus lane is one way that delineates it really nicely, is that old bus lane that pulled into north. Mm-hmm. That's where the kids would be picked up.
Okay.
You can park in that bus lane. But those doors, they're red and blue. They're easy to see. I'm waiting for my signs to get in so to make it a little bit more obvious.
Yeah,
But anyway, we'll use those doors there.
And once again, so the normal hours for right now, 8:30 to 9:30, 3:30 to 4:30. But if people go to that location, they'll be able to find your contact info to get a hold of you if it's something they need to get to right away.
Absolutely. And those days are Monday through Thursday. So
Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
This, like we said, too, has been kind of an ongoing thing. For any of our listeners who don't know, kind of tell them a little bit of the origin of what's led up to the soft opening now.
Well, when I this has been a long time coming, actually. So when I first started with the district, almost 4 years now, I went down and visited a program called PEEPS down in Cheyenne, and it's their family. I think they call it the Family Engagement Center.
Okay.
And I can't remember what the PEEPS acronym starts with. And
there's really too many acronyms.
Too many acronyms.
You and I both know, yeah.
You know, and they had two teachers that had stepped out of the classroom and took this over, and built this really cool resource center. Mine's was modeled after that. It's not quite as fancy as that one, but I wanted to do this for a while, and then COVID hit. And to be honest with you, my position's a new position, so I was trying to figure out where to put my energy. So mm-hmm. This was always on the back of my mind. I'd like to start this at some point. And then when Deidre Meyer came on board as my supervisor, the curriculum director, she had done one up in Livingston, Montana, so she really liked the idea. So we finally got this thing put together. And the idea being that we're going to be a resource for parents, families, guardians with kids in our district. But actually, to be honest with you, I'm open to anybody. If somebody wants to come in and, you know, if they have a homeschool kid, or let's say they have a kid that's doing online schooling with another, I'm happy to open the doors and share resources with them. And so I have a ton of books. There'll be lots of articles. I have a big screen TV. We can show some things. Like in this fall, we did three events at Norris School. We did Native American Night, celebrating Native American culture. We did, I showed a documentary called The Disruptors, which was a documentary on ADHD. And then we had an executive functioning night. Ani Hakala and her, a couple of her staff from Baldwin Creek came over. They do a really nice presentation on executive functioning. And so we had these events. And then I want to, off of those events, if folks have desires to have support groups, I've got some folks that would like to do an ADHD support group.
Very cool.
Yeah, hope to start some support groups off of that.
Are you still going to continue with those kind of event nights?
Yep, we sure will. Coincide? So, for instance, this, I think what we're going to plan for this February, we had a bunch of things that we wanted to do, and with this opening now, what I would really like to do is have an open house at the Resource Center, and I want to have as many of the resource providers in the community present at that open house. So you think of things like the food bank, First Stop, Almost Home, DFS. I'm drawing a blank now.
Well, just literally all potential resources.
The free clinic, maybe some counselors will be there, just trying to pull people together. And along with that, Melinda Cox is going to help me with that. She's applied for a grant. She's our Project Aware Coordinator, which is through SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. But Project Aware is about building resiliency and awareness around mental health and substance use issues. She's also applying for a Stronger Community Connections grant. I probably got that wrong, but we already had one big meeting. A bunch of people from the community came. So we'll do something similar to that in February, where we bring all these providers together, and then folks can meet them. The providers can meet each other. A lot of times, what I have found in this line of work is there's so many people doing good stuff, but they're not connected. So I'm hoping that when we get all together, we can find ways to make access to these resources, kind of streamline them, and maybe find some efficiencies in that. So
it's a really good networking potential for,
absolutely,
for literally, like you said, community resources that are open to kids, family members. You're going to have a lot of that information there at the Family Resource Center for folks to know that they can look into. Is there anything else that you think our listeners might want to know about the soft opening this week? Because this is just a soft opening, and you're going to have a true grand opening in the coming days, correct?
Yep. I just would like people to come and, first of all, I love meeting people. So I'd like to introduce myself if you haven't met me. And then look over some of the resources. To be honest with you, Vince, the design behind this resource center for me was to make it as comfortable as possible. And then there's a couple, you know, I also have a couple of computer screens in there. We have online registrations going to open up in February.
And that's
for the kindergartens, right?
For people who don't know how to get through those processes.
It's a big deal. And so this is a great, welcoming, comfortable place to come in, and I can help you go through the registration process. We also have some computers at our central office, same type of thing, with some great staff there that are happy to help folks. I just wanted to give one more venue for people to come to. And then working with the Head Start families, of course, since they're right there, we'll get all these kiddos registered for kindergarten.
Yeah. Do it all the right on the same spot right there. Well, Matt, just once again, we appreciate you coming in and letting our listeners know about the new Family Resource Center. And once again, that'll be having its soft opening this week. Hours are 8:30 to 9:30, 3:30 to 4:30. That's Monday through Thursday. This is at 626 Washington.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the official address. But again, just come off of Jefferson Street, off that north side of the building. Look for the red and blue doors. There's some places to walk through the fences there, openings. And my contact info, the sign will be up, but the doors are locked. Just call my cell phone and we'll come let you in.
Let you in, get some info, go check it out. More information coming on that in the coming days, Matt. I'm sure we'll have you on in the future when we've got that big grand opening happening. But until then, thanks again for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Vince. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we come back more today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.